This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They fall to Detroit, of course, last night. The losing streak continues. Last night was different in regards to not just that the offense did not score enough. We've seen that. But 10 guys were left on base. That was
bad opportunities. One for 12 with runners in scoring position.
10 left on base. 1 for 12 with runners in scoring position. And there's been some bad at-bats throughout this losing streak. But there was a sequence, I'll be like, legitimately just kind of ticked me off. Like, because
you're just getting like mad at watching it.
Yeah. Well, base is loaded, one out. And Drew Waters comes up to bat. Absolute abysmal plate appearance. Kyle Isbell comes up to bat. First pitch swing, pops it up. Inning over. They get nothing out of the bases loaded, one out sequence. Michael Massey actually got on base 3 times, if you're trying to find any bit of positive.
And was like doing it in any conceivable way.
Yeah,
a bunt, a CNI single, a soft single to the opposite field, whatever.
But last night, the story was, they left guys on base. It wasn't that they only had 2 or 3 hits. They actually got on base in various form or fashion. They lose to the Detroit Tigers 6-1. And now this team is positioned to where, as we discussed with our benchmark for the road trip, now they essentially, to get to the number that we were hoping they could at least get to a bare minimum, they got to win 2 of the next 3, which is, as we said, they got to split this series. They got to win 2 of the next 3 now somehow. They got Scooble on Sunday.
I guess the only advantage, and that's not going to help, but the only advantage is that at the very least, now you're back to the top of your rotation. The problem is that the Tigers rotation is pretty good. If I'm just feeling like being an optimist today, if you want me to just roll in and be like, hey, a sign that things are getting better. Before, they weren't even getting guys on base, Gold. So they're one step closer to what it takes to score runs. First, you have people on base. They weren't even doing that for the last week. Now they had people on base, and then it went miserably. We are at officially the there are no bad one day ideas. I'm not saying send everybody down. I'm not saying change your entire order. But if for one day Mikel hits leadoff, or for one day, and I think yesterday was kind of that in the interim where, you know, they got Waters in there and for one day, there's no bad ideas as far as how you want to construct figuring out a way to get some runs. As I told you yesterday, I'm pro fight now, officially on board. I want someone to like throw a beanball tonight and try to scuffle a little.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, I said somebody was going to get ejected yesterday.
It was Zumwalt,
it wasn't
not
Q, but it does. Like, that stuff gets overblown a little bit.
A little, yeah.
We'll ask Jake Eisenberg here in 30 minutes when he joins us. You know, what's he sensing in the clubhouse? He's in the clubhouse every single day. You know, we know fans are plenty frustrated. How can you not be watching this team right now? Has that trickled down in the clubhouse in terms of is there confidence waning with anybody on the team? We'll get some insight from Jake Eisenberg coming up in 25, 30 minutes.
Last night was, out of all the ones that have been frustrating, maybe the most frustrating. Because the exact two things happened against you. Lorenzo got a little bit of trouble and was unable to secure the out, so Detroit got 4 runs. But again, gave up 6. But like at the time, the point the game mattered, before you put in Chris Stratton to throw a grenade onto it, you'd have never gotten to him if the game was close. So before you went to that scenario, you would once again seemingly look like you were barreling towards giving up 4 runs again with an inability to get anyone across. They had a timely hit. You had zero. And it's the same guys. I mean, that's the problem. It's like, I don't care how many times I was happy Michael Massey got on base. Good sign, right? You need other guys to get on base, etc. Still same problem. Why isn't any on base? Where's Vinny Pascoe? They had their part of this 1-for-12 with runners in scoring position. Vinny and Salvi and India and other guys who could have helped contribute, be run producers. And right now it just feels like no one is capable of doing that consistently. I don't want to come in here every day and just be like, well, the offense can't score, because that's kind of what it starts to feel like.
Right.
I refuse to believe still that a lot of these averages as they are right now are there. And somebody yesterday texted and they're like, hey, you know, Jonathan Eddie's a career 260 hitter. I don't know why you expect him to be a 300 hitter. I'm like, I didn't. I at no point told you I expected Jonathan India to be a 300 hitter. I expected him to be a 340 on base guy. I expected him to give quality major league at bats. I expected him to fight, and I didn't expect him to hit 185, and I don't expect him to continue to hit 185. I expect him to eventually write.
I still want to know that tomorrow, when I think it's tomorrow, when Mark Canha is eligible, not that like the fact that we're talking about Mark Canha being an upgrade,
hitting well, though.
But he was hitting well. Mark Canha comes off the IL. All right, what's the corresponding move? Is it just simply send Drew Waters back down? I think that's what it should be. I think it should be Waters. Whether it was the fielding errors he made in the first week since he was up. Last night, I just thought the at-bats were atrocious, absolutely atrocious from him in particular. And I'm not, you know, it's just the reality of like he's the easy player to send down. So, and he was not on the opening day roster anyway. So,
yeah, that too, like you had mentioned, that was maybe out of any single player the entire game, that was probably the single angriest I was at any at-bat. He came up, big spot. Royals got something cooking. Bases loaded, one out, let's go. And he swung at 2 balls, 3 straight pitches, and struck out on 3 pitches. I'm like, hey, Drew, you trying here, man? What? Come on. We got to, like, focus up. And then, like, and everything went wrong. They challenged a steal that didn't look like he was going to get it overturned, didn't. And then the next inning, when you've got something going again, Renfroe rolls into a double play. There wasn't a double play. He was safe, but you can't challenge it. Because you just blew the challenge. You're like,
yeah, but
oh,
we've talked
God.
With JJ Piccolo about that challenge situation and why it's kind of weird to have challenge limits because the ump always grants it. Last night, for whatever reason, didn't even grant. Now, that's not why they lost and everything like that.
No, but like, why aren't you giving it to them?
That's just, that adds to the frustration, right? When things aren't going well, then you feel like you did get screwed at one moment by an ump or whatever. Then it just fuels the flames even more. And that's where we're at. We're now every single game, anything that's not positive, because there's very little positive to bring to take out of these games right now during a losing streak, everything's magnified, and that's where we're at. And they're doing it against a division rival, a team that is in first place in the AL Central, and then you were hoping to reset and get started off on the right foot in the series, knowing the pitching matchup on Sunday that you have. And I don't know what that was.
Is that on my computer?
I think so. I don't know.
Is that you, Drew?
And
I was like, I don't even have anything pulled up.
Ghosts in the studio.
Yes, I'm editing something, and there was a pod.
And
I was like,
you know, the way the series could shape up on Sunday, if you were talking about going in bare minimum split, obviously you would love to take 3 or 4. Now you've put yourself against the wall pretty good, given Sunday. You're basically in, got to win today and tomorrow almost if you think you're going to split.
Well, yeah, because again, I can't go into any Sunday being like, I bet they'll get scoobled today. You're like, I mean, maybe baseball's weird, like you mentioned, and sometimes that will occur. But I mean, still, no one is hitting. Renfroe's still rolling into double plays. MJ's still not getting up. Massey was the only guy who hadn't been hitting
last night,
who had a good night last night. So at least you're like, okay, like there's plenty of time to like right the ship and everything else. And you know, they're what, 3.5 games out of first place. I'm not saying that there's just like, but you just, this is, and this isn't the bad start to the season we've seen where they bury themselves, right? Where they start 5-15 and you and I are like, well, didn't even make it to Memorial Day. You know, it was nice while it lasted, but like, can you get a win tonight, please? Like, I'm at the point of not begging, but like, please, like it would just to make everyone feel a little bit better. All 4 of these games were winnable, and you lost all 4 of them. And so, like, that part becomes frustrating, especially because there was a game against the Guardians you could have won as well. That you, like, in a way, not one of them. You lost, like, 7-0 or whatever the hell that one was. But it's a frustrating team to watch right now, mostly because it can't hit. And the pitching's not even like last night. It wasn't, like, good, but it wasn't bad. Also, can we mention MJ? What's Stratton doing? here. I mean, I've seen enough of Sisk to already put him in. Like, I mean, I watched him get like out of one jam yesterday. I'm like, all right, sold. When the arms come back, we don't need to like continue with the Chris Stratton experiment. We can probably, you know, figure out other methods of getting outs.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.